Hi, my name is John Fairgrieve. I'm a Canadian soldier engaged in the Canadian Army during the World War I. When I was at the battlefield, I saw many horrible things, and now I want to testify with every details in order to make you understand what we were suffering during the Great War. In fact, I've decided to join the Army because most of my friends did, and also because it gave us the opportunity of traveling. The first day, when I arrived in France, my commander gave me my equipment that was made of a webbing, a helmet, and more potently, a rifle. But before my first assault, I spent 6 days in the trenches between rats and corpses. What surprised me the most was the amount of mud. I didn't imagine that it would be so muddy in such a small place. And as the time was going on, we started to be frozen and hungry, but unfortunately, the only things that you can find easily in trenches are cigarettes and alcohol. Sometimes, if you are lucky, you can have some hot biscuit or some apple jam, but it didn't taste apple at all. My favorite moment of the day was when we received the mail post. It was the only thing that linked us to the outside world. Suddenly, an explosion that killed some of my friends, so many that I cannot count them out. At this time, the only thing that you've got in mind is to survive, so you hide yourself and you wait. In reality, the main danger during the war wasn't the atomic rifles, but it was the artillery fire. When the shells blew up, they can kill dozens of people. You know, I remember my first assault as it was yesterday. I was afraid. I only killed one German because I was terrified about the simple idea of killing. But days after day, it became my daily duty. Wake up, stand to, fight the enemy, stand to, during such a long time. I tell you the story because it changed my life. I became someone new, someone that I rather prefer never have been.